WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump meets today with the King of Jordan one day after he threatened to halt aid to Jordan if it did not agree to his Gaza rebuilding plan. Closer to home, the president's clash with the judicial branch is escalating, says ABC's Rachel Scott.
For the first time in his second term, a federal judge finding his administration violated an order to fully lift its freeze on federal funding, calling the pause likely unconstitutional and adding that it continues to cause irreparable harm to a vast portion of this country. But the Trump administration pressing forward with their plans to shrink the size of the federal government.
Pope Francis, in a letter to bishops of the United States, did not mention the president by name, but said the administration's mass deportation plan will, quote, end badly. Vice President J.D. Vance, on his first foreign trip in office at an AI summit in Paris, criticized excessive AI regulation, saying it would hamper the technology. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The state Supreme Court race is getting expensive. January campaign finance reports show the campaign of Dane County Judge Susan Crawford raised $2.8 million, while Waukesha County Judge and former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel's campaign raised $2 million. Wisconsin set weather records in 2024, according to the National Climate Summary from the State Climatology Office at UW-Madison. This past year was officially the warmest on record since 1895, with a statewide average temperature of 47.6 degrees. That surpasses the previous record of 47.4 degrees in 2012. And the Milwaukee Brewers will honor beloved broadcaster Bob Uecker all season. Team announced Monday players will be wearing a special patch to honor the longtime announcer. Uecker died last month at the age of 90 after spending 54 years announcing for the team. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 15 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 10, and that'll keep the wind chill hovering either side of zero here for a good chunk of the day. We have more snow on the way. We have some snow on the way tomorrow. Tomorrow night could end up with 2 to 3 inches by the time it ends. Turn your bathroom into the one you've always dreamed of for only $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It is 8 degrees outside right now.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, 8:03 on Tuesday morning. More music mornings with Dave and Emily with Hall & Oates. Kiss on My List on Max FM.
I'm just better off.
99.7 Max FM.
Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown. And now you fellas, leave your girl with her friends. Because it's 11:30 and the club is jumping, jumping. We say you got a girl, yes, true, you got a man. But the party ain't gonna stop, so let's make it hot, hot. Last week and you stayed at home alone and lonely. Couldn't find your man, he was chilling with his homies. This week and you're going out. If they try to stop you, you're going off. You got your hair done and your nails done too.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:11 on Tuesday morning. Destiny's Child celebrating a birthday today, so we wanted to make sure we got all those birthdays in. We're going to take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Gradually clearing, a high of 17. Now we're looking at some wind chill values between 0 and 5 above. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 7. Tomorrow, snow is likely starting in the morning. We're looking at a high of 18 with wind chill values between 0 and 5. We're looking at possibly 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow. Tomorrow night, snow will gradually taper off. Another inch or so is possible with a low of 5. On Thursday, it'll be sunny with a high of 16. On Friday, snow chances return in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high of 25. Currently, it is 8 degrees outside the Max FM studios. Emily, we are keeping an eye on the snow coming in tonight or tomorrow into tomorrow night. Now we have another system coming in on Friday, so we're getting some snow.
Fun stuff. Yep. Well, we asked for it, so
If anyone out there doesn't like it, I'm just kidding. Blame Dave and Emily in the morning show.
Yeah, because we have so much control over the weather, right? So.
No, we have no powers whatsoever. We're just, ourselves, and we try to be funny.
Yeah, we attempt it, and we know that we do need the snow. I do know that temperatures are going to cool down as well. I've been kind of keeping an eye on the forecast model for about the next 7 days. We're looking at definitely cooling down. So it's definitely going to feel like winter out there. It's going to look like winter. We did get a light amount of snow last night, under an inch, more than a dusting, enough that it requires the sidewalk and so forth to be cleaned off. And my PSA of the morning, as a reminder, please remove all the snow from your vehicle. Don't be like the guy driving down the road this morning as I was cleaning the snow off with his windows covered in snow. Don't do that, please. Not safe. Also, you could get pulled over for that. So we're looking out for your best interest, and safety is first. So... We do have good news this morning. We have announced our winner. Congratulations to Kirk. He won our Papa Murphy's pizza from yesterday. And of course, everyone that texted in is entered into our grand prize drawing for an overnight stay at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast. So we are looking forward to announcing another winner tomorrow. So continue to keep your ears open for the keyword. Your next chance comes at 11 a.m. today, 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 7 p.m. So,
ooh,
Emily.
Congratulations, Kirk. See people out there winning, folks. Get those text buttons ready and get ready to text in to win.
Yes, I'm excited about that. I love pizza. And you know what? We talked about it. The Super Bowl was this past weekend, and we're going to look at the USA Today did their annual ad meter poll to rank 57 of this year's Super Bowl commercials, and we're going to talk about the top 20 from the bottom up. Number 20 was Whatever Comes Your Way, the WeatherTech commercial. I thought that one was pretty funny. Number 19, Goldilocks and the Three Trucks, starring Glenn Powell. This was for Ram Trucks. I like that commercial. That was interesting. And what was number 18, Emily?
Number 18, Slow Monday. Coors Light. No comment. Number 17, No Reason to Hate, starring Snoop Dogg and Tom Brady. Foundation to Combat Anti-Semitism. Number 16, Your Attention, Please. Starring Haley Steinfeld and Wanda Sykes, Novartis. Excuse me. Ugh, words are hard this morning. All right, Dave, take it away. Number 15.
Number 15 was These Legs, the Dove commercial. I honestly don't remember that one. Or number 14, that was Dream Job with Google. Number 13, we're here, Instacart. Number 12, I remember, Emily, that was the one we talked a little bit about yesterday. It was kind of that mini commercial. And which one was number 12?
Number 12 is Owner's Manual, starring Harrison Ford, Ford Jeep. And I was so-so about that commercial, but I really liked the end where he said, and my name is Ford. I thought that was pretty clever. Number 11, Abduction, commercial for Doritos. Number 10, Knockout for Pfizer.
Yeah, that was on Knockout Cancer. That was a really good one. It was powerful, too.
There's a lot that I didn't see, so I can't really comment on a lot of these. But yeah. I don't know if they listened to our commentary from Monday. So, whether or not they're listening or not, this doesn't quite add up to our list, but whatever.
I would agree. Yeah, number 9, When Sally Met Hellman, starring Meg Ryan, Billy Crystal, and Sydney Sweeney. Obviously, that was for Hellman's. Number 8 was Century of Craving, starring Matthew McConaughey, Kevin Bacon, Martha Stewart, and Charlie XCX for Uber Eats. What was number 7? This one I thought was kind of funny.
Here it is. Big Men on Cul-de-Sac, starring Post Malone, Shane Gillis, and Peyton Manning. Commercial for Bud Light. There was funny parts. Definitely funny parts. Driving a riding lawnmower through a fence. I mean, that's just, that's good physical comedy. It's funny. Number 6, Flag 50 for the NFL. Number 5, Somebody for the NFL. And Dave? What's number 4?
And this one, I'm laughing when I saw it on the list this morning. I was laughing while I watched it. It was David and Dave, starring David Beckham and Matt Damon for Stella Arto. I thought that one was great. A lot of these were for adult beverages. I'm still laughing. I thought that was a good one. I loved it.
And,
The number three was The Ultra Hustle, starring Catherine O'Hara and William Dafoe. We know which adult beverage that was for. What was number two, Emily? This one was cute.
Number two, I loved this one. I really did. The Little Farmer. I thought it was beautiful for Lay's potato chips. It was kind of a wah-wah-wah moment at the end when, like, all that work that she did, then she just puts it in the truck with all the other potatoes. I was like, no, hers is special. But it was super sweet and super cute. So The Little Farmer for Lay's potatoes is number two. And Dave, take it away. What is number one?
Number one, first delivery for Budweiser. And if you remember, there was a barrel that fell off the wagon, and the baby Clydesdale, we'll call it, was like, oh, I saw this, and he rolled it all the way to the delivery. And it was just, it was one of those cute moments, for lack of a better way of putting it. It definitely was a interesting commercial. And, you know, you were kind of rooting for him, right, Emily? I don't know if you saw that one or not.
I caught a little bit of it. Yeah, it was definitely cute. I mean, come on. Anything with, like, Clydesdales, baby Clydesdales, horses, animals, kids. I mean, those are the ones that are going to go far for me. So that was kind of I'm an easy target for that stuff, even if it is for, you know, Bud.
And I did like the Flag 51. That one was so awesome. I think that one was one of the best ones out there as well. So I just, you know, they obviously didn't listen to what we thought was number one or so forth. And that's fine, each to their own. And they pulled a few more people. It wasn't just you and I talking about our favorites. But the David and Dave, oh my gosh, I'm still was laughing about that one. And probably because of the name, but it was also just funny too, you know? That's the other part of it. And
it was a good one. You can't really get past those two guys because they're both their personalities and style is so obvious.
Well,
opposite is what I was trying to say. It melded well for comedy.
And the Man at Walk Minute, I still love the Nicolay Law Super Bowl ad that aired locally with Charlie Behrens and You Betcha. I mean, that one was good. If you did not get to see that commercial, go look at it because those two guys are hilarious.
Yeah, everything Charlie Behrens does is pretty funny. I got the opportunity to meet him in Madison, and he is what he is. He's not putting on a show.
No.
He's got other, you know, he does a lot of really amazing stuff. He's really an advocate for the environment. He does some great stand up. I mean, it's, you know, it's not just that, but, he's digging into his roots. He knows what he's doing.
He does. And we did see him at Stock County Fairgrounds when he was here. So great one. So if you didn't get to watch that one, that's still my number one. I'm just going to go with that. Maybe it's because of the local connection, but it was just a cool commercial.
Well, we should probably play some music and some other messaging. So
yeah, we probably should get back to the music because, you know, it is more music. And we have some great music.
Dave and Emily. That's right.
Exactly. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dave Grant, station manager for 99.7 Max FM. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I haven't relied on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on max.fm/contest-terms.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM, 8:25 on Tuesday morning. Here is David Bowie on Max FM.
Because my love.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. As a reminder, we want to give everyone a heads up that the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry has a new traffic plan starting tomorrow. This is in effect tomorrow. So all this information is on the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry's Facebook page. So if you've not had an opportunity to go look at that, please do so before tomorrow. Here is what we can pass along and what has been asked of everyone that's going to be utilizing the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry services tomorrow. Line starts at the Circus World parking lot at 3 p.m. So that is starting tomorrow. If you're going to be going to Beyond Blessed Food Pantry, you need to go to the Circus World Museum parking lot no earlier than 3 p.m. Once you get there, you're going to get your free ticket. Then you will follow the pace car to the pantry. Have your ticket ready to show when you get to the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry, and then you will get taken care of. Do not go directly to the pantry. You will not be served without a ticket, and you can only get a ticket in the parking lot at the Circus World. So if you are going tomorrow, they ask that you do not get there before 3 o'clock. And if possible, they don't want everyone to get there at 3 o'clock to avoid congestion. So if you can go a little bit later, that would be appreciated. And so as part of that, they want to remind everyone that you cannot smoke in the Circus World parking lot and you should not leave your vehicle as well. So go to the Circus World Museum parking lot tomorrow, not before 3 o'clock, to get your free ticket. You'll follow the pace car to the pantry and have your ticket ready when you get there. Again, all this information is on the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry's Facebook page as well. Don't forget Baraboo Thunderbirds basketball tonight, 7 p.m. The girls are playing Portage. Ben Brownlee and Christy will have that call right here. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore. Store or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Hi, this is Sarah from the Jewelers Edge in downtown Baraboo. At Jewelers Edge, we believe in celebrating love every day. Our showroom offers a stunning array of colored gemstone jewelry, sparkling diamond engagement rings, and beautifully restored vintage and estate jewelry. A full-service jeweler, we offer custom design jewelry repair and jewelry appraisals. Looking to sell some jewelry? We buy precious metals. Find something special for the one you love at the Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street in downtown Baraboo.
Enjoy delicious German and Mediterranean food right downtown in the Dells at one of the area's newest restaurants, Hofbräuhaus. Try one of 30 international beers featuring Germany's Weihenstephan, the world's oldest brewery. Why not order a flight of delicious beers or a glass of wine? Their unique food menu at this intimate establishment includes schnitzel, brats, gigantic pretzels, incredible shish kebabs, Turkish meatballs, and desserts. Your next magical dining experience awaits at Hofbräuhaus on Broadway in Wisconsin Dells. Prost!
Golden State broke open a close game midway through the fourth quarter, went on to beat the Bucks 125-111 on Monday night at Fiserv Forum. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Damian Lillard poured in 38, but the Bucks were sloppy with the ball, committing 20 turnovers in the loss. Steph Curry had 38 of his own for Golden State. Atlanta guard Trae Young will replace Giannis Antetokounmpo in the NBA All-Star game this weekend in San Francisco. The Bucks are sitting Giannis through the All-Star break with calf soreness. Marquette hosting DePaul in Big East College Basketball tonight, looking to end a three-game losing streak. Golden Eagles have fallen in the polls, dropping to 18th in the AP and 16th in the coaches' top 25. The Badgers up five spots to number 16 in the AP poll and up four spots to 15th in the coaches' poll. Grigard's team is off until Saturday when they visit Purdue. Super Bowl is over, which means the NFL offseason has officially begun. Teams can franchise tag players starting next Tuesday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
City weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 15 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 10, and that'll keep the wind chill hovering either side of zero here for a good chunk of the day. We have more snow on the way. We have some snow on the way tomorrow. Tomorrow night could end up with 2 to 3 inches by the time it ends. Turn your bathroom into the one you've always dreamed of for only $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it is 7.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:35 on Tuesday morning. Here's a flock of seagulls. I ran so far away on Max FM.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Still feel the same way. That's when she told
hands to yourself.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. It is 8:42 on Tuesday, February 11th. And Emily, you and I are going to take a look at calendar days. And oh my goodness, there's some pretty cool ones on here today.
Yeah, there is. I just want to take a moment and let you know I worked on cleaning my computer yesterday.
Thank you. I am so appreciative of that.
So that's why I'm able to be on the air today, because my computer works now. But anyway, we're on February 11th calendar days. Today's National Guitar Day. There's more to the guitar than just the players. A fascinating history of this versatile instrument is out there all over the internet today. But yeah, I'm such an appreciator of the guitar as an instrument, as and the players and all the history. So there's just so much going on there. So happy Guitar Day to everyone out there who plays guitar and enjoys the guitar. Today is also Internet Day. I know you enjoy the guitar. You play the guitar, right? Or dabble?
I used to. I did. Yep. I actually have an acoustic guitar in my home studio. I haven't played in forever, but yes, I did dabble in it. And yes. And, you know, you could just hear it in the Georgia satellites, too. Okay. Back to Safer Internet Day. Go ahead and talk about
that.
Safer
Internet Day. It's extraordinary to have an infinite amount of access to information at your fingertips. So, you know, there has been things put into play to make the internet safer since it came out. It is still a wide open playground. So be thoughtful about that. If you have any concerns, obviously today would be a day to kind of those concerns, especially if you have kids, you know, all that stuff. So what do you see out there, Dave? There's some fun stuff.
There is. Today is Be Electric Day. Explore the history and significance of the invention of the light bulb and its creator. It would be kind of dark without the light bulb.
So I just want to say, they made a different word out of here that you didn't quite get out of your mouth.
Electrific day, yes.
I got it.
But
electrific.
But I didn't want to cry over spilled milk, you know, because it is that day as well.
There's a great picture of like an old school milk jar on its side with milk everywhere. And I got to say, that struggle is real. If you have like small children and you're trying to eat and somebody spills the milk and literally the whole table starts to cry because the kid wants the milk, the parents have to clean it up, the food has to wait. I mean, it's a real thing. So it's okay to cry over it. But today let's try to just, you know, let things brush off, as they say. Sometimes that's easier. Sometimes it's harder, and that's okay too.
Right.
Extraterrestrial Culture Day. Have you ever wondered about the lives that may exist in other galaxies? Today's, you know, if you have a minute to just, you know, when you're making your internet safer, go on the internet and kind of find out what's out there, because there's a lot to learn. Ooh.
Yes, there is. It is also National Peppermint Patty Day. Get ready to feast on these creamy, tasty, yummy peppermint treats. Oh, my goodness. I love them.
Bet you do. You seem like, but you know what? It's okay, because peppermint is really good for, so in terms of like candy and chocolate and treats, go for this one. Why not? The peppermint is good for you. And chocolate's not terrible for you either. Just don't eat.
No, it's not.
That's, I think, like, let's, in terms of not having too many things, also National Latte Day. Drink a latte as you read about, celebrate National Latte Day with us. I'm not going to go too much further into latte days, but man, that picture, I don't know how they make those pretty art.
Those are cool.
Top. I know. I don't like the hearts. People could do initials, you know, with the foam. Like, it's just, that's an art form that needs to have a little bit more credit thrown at it that way, because that, it's really, really cool. And I've tried to do it, and my stuff doesn't look very good. Just saying.
Mine never turns out like that.
Mine just looks like a bunch of blobs. I don't even get swirls. It's just blobs. Whatever. It still tastes good. I'm just going to say this at you, Dave. Today is National Get Out Your Guitar Day. So get out your guitar. Tune it up. Grab your favorite pick and rock the world of music. I think this one is just for you, Dave. So just
I
don't
think
wait
it
another
is.
Minute, man. Just get it back out. Why not? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Sit by yourself for a minute and do it. It feels good. It feels good for sure.
Yes, it is. And let's see. Also, we have National Emergency Number Day. On this day, 112 became the common emergency number in the European Union. Obviously, we have a different one here. I'm not going to say it because, you know, we should all know what that is by now. So that is something that I did not realize that was today. Kind of a neat thing, to say the least, and to know the origins as well. It is also National Shut-In Visitation Day. So if someone is shut in, today is a good day to go visit them. Every day is a good day to visit them. But today is definitely the day to do that. Now, this one is a good one. It's Pro Sport Wives Day. After the Super Bowl, it's ironic that falls today. But there's not a picture of Taylor Swift in there. Oh, wait.
She's not a wife.
Yeah.
There are wives and husbands of pro sports players and partners of all kinds. So basically, I think what this is trying to celebrate is the fact that when there's a professional athlete in your family, you are dealing with a lot of absence. You're dealing with a lot of support. You're dealing with a lot of, you know, pep talks and just their lives are really intense, right? Just to be that supportive partner is something to be celebrated. So it's not just wives. I just got to point that out. It's all the people that are supporting folks that are professional athletes, because that's a big job.
It's a huge job. And it's just having that support system there. I mean, we both look at how our significant others support us and everything that we do. And so that really applies to everything with it. So I just wanted to mention it. You know, it's ironic it falls that after the Super Bowl as well. So, and this one's also important. It's Armed Forces Day in Liberia. I can't say it today. So, but that is happening. And this one, besides Guitar Day, it is International Day of Women and Girls in Science, Emily.
Woo! I love that. There's math and science. Are two of my favorite subjects, science especially. So I say that there was a long, long, long history of girls and women not being supported to learn math and science. For some reason, folks thought that they couldn't learn those things, when actually the opposite is true. And they're very, very good at math and science, very logical brains, et cetera. So celebrate yourself and all the things you do in school and in your higher education and in your life. And if you are doing math and science and you are a woman or girl, like, heck yeah, go get it. Cause it's, you know, let your brain shine.
Yeah, most definitely. I just think about all the STEM education, all of that that goes into this. And it's such a very important day. And that's why I wanted to make sure we talked about it being on February 11th.
Yes, absolutely. What a good crop of calendar days. I really like this one. There's a lot of positive ones. I saw one that we missed down here, National Make a Friend Day. I really like that. And we talk often about the photos that they have, you know, with these announcements. And this one has just got a nice, you know, couple of people holding hands and some beautiful jewelry that they have on and just kind of a whole full circle connection. It's really nice. So it says there's no strangers in the world, just friends you've never met. Like,
that's neat.
It's a roundabout way to wrap up our show today. I'd say go make a friend to play guitar.
There you go. Most definitely. Maybe I'll get the guitar today. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
We will be asking tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. Well, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I might have to tune it up a little bit. So I still remember how to do that. It's been that long. But Emily, we appreciate you joining us. You'll be back with us tomorrow at 7:10. We're going to have another keyword, too. We're looking forward to that.
Winner, winner, winner. Yeah, definitely keep in mind this contest is happening this week. There's fun stuff like pizza and a stay at the Ringling House to win. So don't miss that keyword tomorrow morning, bright and early. Have a great day, everyone.
You as well, Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch and Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25, your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open, too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Baraboo Reads presents a community discussion series. It's around the book The Sum of Us, and it'll be hosted by Dr. Rainey Briggs. All the meetings will be held in the library auditorium. Upcoming discussions include Thursday the 13th, Thursday the 20th, and Tuesday the 25th. All the meetings will be from 5 until 6:30. Check out the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library for all the details and register in person at the library. Again, this discussion series will continue through the end of February.
Hey, this is Dave Grant, station manager for 99.7 Max FM. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy Mackesy, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
99.7 Max FM.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog outside taste freeze, Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees, dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. To walk on. Jackson's back, flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane, gotta run off to sea.
Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, I say life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone.
American kids doing best they can.
'80s, '90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Words.
chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys and West End girls.